It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, on this fine Monday, donkey of the day for Monday, October 21st, goes to a teacher. I think it's in Mississippi. His name is Mr. Miller. Now, Mr. Miller is a science teacher at Leland High School, and recently on Snapchat, one of his lessons planned was shared with the world. I graduated with a diploma from night school, Berkeley High School in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, class of 98, even though I was supposed to graduate in 96, but let's not worry about minor details, okay? But I'm saying all that to say, I don't remember much from science class. What did I learn in science class? Periodic tables, mm-hmm. You learn about gravity, light. Sometimes you dissect things. I personally don't remember doing that. I just recall that from movies. Angela Yee, do you remember things from science class?
I remember that it was like my worst subject in school.
You remember what you did in that?
Cheat off of other people.
Okay.
I remember we had to dissect a pig once. That was disgusting. You never had to do that?
No, so the dissection of things is something that actually happens.
Yeah, we had to dissect a pig, and it was the smell of formaldehyde. It was nasty.
I asked our producer, one of our producers, Young Taylor, about what she learned in science in high school, because we've been out of school forever, but she was there recently. She told me it was a bunch of different type of sciences. Have you heard about that? Taylor, come here. There you go. Just in time. What's the different type of sciences you learned?
Chemistry, biology.
Yeah, chemistry, biology.
What else?
And what did you do in
political
them?
Science?
What I do?
What did you do in those classes?
I learned about biology. I learned more about like just the body and everything else like that.
Okay.
You didn't have to dissect anything?
No, I actually didn't have to for some reason.
They definitely made us do that.
Well, I've heard a lot of different things people learned in science based off my own experiences and the experiences of other people. But what I'm sure about is what Mr. Miller was teaching was not part of the curriculum. See, parents have expressed their concerns about Mr. Miller, and they have every right to. Let's go to Delta News TV for the report to see what lesson Mr. Miller was sharing in science class.
Growing concern at one local school after video surfaces of a teacher hosting a twerking contest during a science class.
The most shocking part about all of this is a teacher encouraging these acts. The teacher, known as Mr. Miller, is seen in these videos jumping up and cheering students on, all while class is in session. Mr. Miller allegedly paid the girls $25 each for participating in the contest.
We reached out to the district as well as the principal, and they did not care to comment on the issue. They did say the teacher was terminated and is no longer with the district.
I would play a game of guess what race it is, but you know what that is. Niggers! Now, where is the twerking? Where is twerking on the periodic table? Okay,
what?
TW. That's what element that is. Listen, I understand teachers, you know, wanting to connect with students, got to show you in touch, but this isn't the way to do it. Not to mention, you're a grown-ass man, and you got a bunch of young high school girls twerking. Insert your own Robert Kelly joke. Not to mention, you were paying these girls $25 to participate. What in the name of sex trafficking is going on in your classroom, Mr. Miller? Remember when we had Tony Rivera up here and she was saying how when she was a little girl, she was dancing at Freaknik, I think it was, and guys started throwing money at her, and then some guy came up to her and told her she can make more of that in the script club, so he took her to the script club that night, and that's how she got introduced to the world of sex trafficking. I'm just saying. All right, this right here, what you are providing, Mr. Miller, is the same type of gateway drug to that lifestyle, okay? You are teaching young women that if they dance provocatively, they can make some change, all right? Shake that ass for a little cash, all right? What are you teaching people in science by twerking? This don't have nothing to do with the census. This don't have nothing to do with the moon. This has nothing to do with bird feeding. Did they do bird feeding in science class?
We never did that.
Oh, okay.
Like throw bread on the ground?
Well, whatever else you learn in science class, all right? Now, is this possible? Because Taylor said in biology they teach you about the body. Is this possible this could be biology because twerking uses your body? I'm just trying to find out for this nigga. Is there anything?
Well, at Lip Service Live, at the end, Gigi does twerking lessons, and she teaches that girls with small butts can still twerk. So that does have to do with the body, and she shows how that can happen.
Would that be considered biology? No?
You're learning about the insides of
the inside of the body. Oh, okay, got you.
Some of that is on inside. You can make that part move.
What part?
Your butt move from the inside.
How?
Well, you twerk.
I don't know.
But of course, this is inappropriate in school.
Like
you're at lip service.
Yeah, I don't get it. I think this is actually just perversion and an abuse of power, and I'm glad Mr. Miller was fired.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Don't go twerking in science class. Stick to the dissection of frogs and pigs that you're used to. Please give Mr. Miller the biggest hee-haw.
I would assume PETA doesn't allow that, like people to be dissecting pigs in class. Like, I'm sure they protested.
Yeah, that's
got
to change. That's probably had to change.
Yeah, I'm sure, because right? I don't know if kids do that anymore.
Y'all still dissect animals? Tweet us and let us know. I don't know.
I mean, why? And we had to do it. That's disgusting.
If you dissect animals, you should dissect animals pass. Nobody likes. Like rats.
Rats?
Yes.
I thought you said raps.
No, rats. Dude, dissect rats. That's okay. What you should do.
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.